Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Oso Kusibiya, who joins you every day to talk about some wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soku, very quickly, was one of your parents ever cut your hair?
Yes. Whenever you had lice.
How was that?
No, it wasn't fun.
All right, enough about that. Let's talk about the new safari bucket list.
Well, you know, Africa is known for its safaris. I think when you think of travel, many people still have the whole Big Five in mind and seeing the migration. But now travel companies are actually just taking a notch up. So the new bucket list, instead of just going to see the Big Five, it's how you view the Big Five. So lodges are coming up with safari by rail, for example, so you can get onto a luxury train. These include the Rovers Rail as well, where you then look at nature and, you know, the natural wonders, you know, in the comfort of a luxury train. There's star beds, safaris or accommodation, where you're basically sleeping under the stars. So the whole premise of this is that, you know, you're one with nature. You're part of the animals. I don't know who would do that, because I feel like it's probably so scary trying to sleep in the middle of a national park and there's just animals all around you. But people are into that, and this is what's happening in terms of offerings for travelers who want to get up and close with nature. We're also finding more and more that even winelands, you know, are becoming part of the safari. So you find that you have picnics on the plains, tasting the various wines as well. And more and more people are even thinking of bringing families. So if you can make the safari family friendly, so you can travel with the kids, this is what the new offerings are in terms of the new safari bucket list.
Safari, safari, safari. Hey, I need to get involved when I win my millions, Soku. Tell you that much.
Yes.
Anyway, yes. Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.